This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Death toll rises to 724 in Bhotekosi flood. Government intensified search, rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts. Unidentified bodies being preserved for possible handover to families later. Chinese and Indian experts team arrive in Nepal. Tunnel rescue operations begin. And at least 37 people dead and hundreds evacuated after strike on Kiev weapons depot. Now the news in detail. The death toll from the flash flood that swept through the Bhotekosi and Trishuli River corridors on August 26 has reached 724. According to Nepal Police, 724 bodies have been recovered from different flood-affected areas as of 4 p.m. yesterday. The bodies were recovered from Rasuwa, Dhading, Nuakot, Gorkha, Tanahu, Chitwan, Nawalparasi East and West. Police spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General Abhinarayan Kafle said a total of 7,514 people have been rescued and taken to safety as of yesterday. A 7-year-old girl was also rescued yesterday, 4 days after the flood. She was found buried under mud in Timuri, Rasuwa. Meanwhile, authorities face challenges in identifying and safely storing the recovered bodies. Only 20 bodies have so far been handed over to the families. A shortage of forensic doctors and refrigerated storage facilities has made the process more difficult. Authorities have started burying unidentified bodies in line with the government directive on the management of unidentified and unattended bodies. Before burial, DNA samples and other identifying details are being preserved. Its body is also being given a separate identification number. Authorities say the bodies can be exhumed and handed over to the families later if their identities are confirmed through DNA testing. The Ministry of Home Affairs has said the process is being carried out according to law and established procedures. Public health experts have also stressed the need for the safe and timely management of the bodies to reduce public health risk. Meanwhile, the Prithivi Highway has resumed operation. The Nauvise Mughlin section reopened yesterday after being disrupted by the floods. Likewise, the road network to Rasuwa has also been restored after it was disrupted by flat floods on Wednesday morning. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, the road section from Kathmandu through Tukha Chahare connecting Dhunche in Rasuwa has been restored. Authorities say this will help ease rescue and relief operations in the flood-affected areas. Additionally, police say people involved in theft, looting and other offences during the disaster are being arrested and dealt with according to law. Authorities are also taking action against those spreading misinformation, disinformation and propaganda related to the disaster. As the rescue efforts enter the fifth day, the Bhotekosi River has flooded again, prompting the local administration to urge residents downstream to remain vigilant. Assistant Chief District Officer of Rasuwa, Drupa Prasad Adhikari, says the Bhotekosi has risen again following a flood through the Lende River. Authorities have urged people to remain cautious and follow local safety instructions. In the meantime, a rescue team has reached the upper section of the Trishuli 3A hydropower tunnel where people are believed to be trapped. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung says the team drilled a small opening into the tunnel and has started supplying oxygen inside. In a Facebook post, Minister Gurung says the team is now expected to find an entry point into the tunnel. A significant number of people, including engineers and workers, are believed to remain trapped inside. The tunnel is located in a geographically challenging area. The government has sought support from neighboring India and China for skilled human resources for the rescue operation. Security personnel have intensified search and rescue efforts in the area and are working in coordination with technical teams. Tunnel rescue experts from India and China have also started work in the Bhotekosi flood-affected areas. The experts arrived yesterday to rescue to help rescue people believed to be trapped in tunnels at different hydropower projects. Yesterday itself, the Nepali army rescued 208 people from the tunnel of the Trisuli 3 hydropower project. They had been trapped inside the tunnel since the flash floods hit on August 26. Among the rescued, 43 are foreign nationals. They include 38 Chinese and 5 Indian citizens. The Nepali Army team made continuous efforts to locate the outer point of the tunnel and used drilling equipment and other machines during the rescue operation. The Nepali Army says more than 7,000 military personnel are currently mobilized in the flood-affected districts. Earlier yesterday, Foreign Minister Sisir Khanal said the government has mobilized all available resources for rescue, search and relief and recovery operations. He said particular attention is being given to people who remain missing, including Nepali and foreign nationals. Since the flash flood on August 26, the government has rescued 261 foreign tourists. The Nepal Tourism Board says they include 167 Indians and 40 Chinese nationals. The group also includes tourists from several other countries, while the board says 21 other tourists have been rescued, but their nationalities and identities have not yet been disclosed. However, 320 tourists are still unaccounted for. Moreover, the government has urged the general public and national and international media to rely only on officially verified information about the flood and has also asked everyone to avoid publishing or broadcasting unconfirmed reports. Foreign Minister Sisir Khanal says false reports are circulating in some national and foreign media claiming that Nepal has rejected international assistance, while the government remains in close communication and coordination with neighboring countries and the international community. The government has expressed gratitude to neighboring countries and international partners for their solidarity and support, while the foreign ministry has clarified that despite the severe destruction in parts of Rasuwa, Nuwakot, Thading and Chitwan, the rest of Nepal remains normal and open to foreign travelers and tourists. Likewise, telecommunications services are gradually being restored in the flood-affected areas. Nepal Telecom has resumed its service through a tower located next to Trisuli 3A hydropower project in Rasuwa. The restored service will further facilitate communication for the ongoing rescue operation inside the hydropower project's tunnel. Prime Minister Balendra Shah says the government stands with people affected by the Bhotukoshi floods and will continue rescue and rehabilitation efforts until the desired results are achieved. In a statement posted on Facebook, Prime Minister Shah says the government remains deeply concerned about the loss of lives and property, adding that all available state mechanisms were mobilized immediately after the disaster for search, rescue and relief operations. Meanwhile, more than 5.44 billion rupees have been deposited into the Prime Minister's Natural Disaster Relief Fund. According to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the amount was deposited in accounts at 9 commercial banks as of yesterday. The government has appealed to the public to contribute through the official channels and has urged people to use official QR code before making any contribution, warning of any possible financial fraud. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. At least 37 people have been killed after a Russian drone attack hit a munitions warehouse near Kyiv, the Ukrainian capital. Ukrainian officials say the strike caused a series of huge explosions and a large fire. Ukrainian authorities say the warehouse was storing explosive materials. The Ukrainian Air Force says Russia launched at least 2 missiles and 267 drones at Ukraine between late Friday and early Saturday. Meanwhile, Ukraine has also carried out drone attacks inside Russia. Russian officials say at least 3 people were killed and 9 injured in an attack in Belgorod region. Russia and Ukraine have intensified long-range drone strikes against each other in recent months. The attacks have increasingly targeted warehouses, energy facilities, ports and other infrastructure, resulting in growing civilian casualties on both sides. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of the monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country. Moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the Himalayan and Hilly region and at many places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces and at some places in Madhes province and the Tarai region of Koshi province. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and in the hilly region of Karnali province as well as in the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces today. Furthermore, the division has said the monsoon trough is currently located slightly north of its average position in the western region and around its average position in the eastern region. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Death toll rises to 724 in Bhotikoshi flood. Government intensifies search, rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts. Unidentified bodies being preserved for possible handover to families later. Chinese and Indian experts team arrive in Nepal. Tunnel rescue operations begin. And at least 37 people dead and hundreds evacuated after strike on Kyiv weapons depot. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.